Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets. I like money. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks. Money. All I really want to see is the money. I don't really need to be anything.
Hip hop, the music and art form born in the Bronx, is now well into its 40s. And while someone like Cardi B gets a lot of attention, the women who helped build this art form are all too often forgotten. Joining us now are two guests. Martha Diaz is founder and president of the Hip Hop Education Center. She's also a curator and archivist at the Universal Hip Hop Museum, which will fully open in 2024 in the Bronx. Hi, Martha.
Hello.
And Kashima Hutchinson is associate director of the Hip Hop Education Center's women-centric Fresh, Bold, and So Def collection. Hi, Kashima.
Hi, Celeste. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you both here to talk about some of the female trailblazers. And I say trailblazers because women have been part of hip-hop's story from the very beginning. I wonder, Martha, if you can tell us about the women who were there right at the birth.
Yes, women in hip-hop, we've been there from day one, you know, starting with Cindy Campbell, who was the one who had the idea of having that infamous party at Sedgwick and Cedar, where Kool Herc, the father of hip-hop, launched the whole cultural movement. And, you know, we were the ones that started the commercialization of hip-hop through Sylvia Robinson in Sugar Hill Records. And we were there with the Rocksteady Crew. Baby Love was one of the women in the Rocksteady Crew that went on tour to Europe to promote hip-hop. And DJing, we were there from the beginning with Jazzy Joy. So we have been part of the culture in every aspect that you can think of.
Kashima, why are women, I guess, not given their due or seen as sort of side acts? I did a little experiment and I asked about 15 people to name me five major, really significant hip hop acts, and only one person named a female. That was Queen Latifah. Why do they get forgotten?
Sometimes it's ego that doesn't allow the women to be represented. And sometimes it's just like, okay, well, this is the blueprint. Let's just have a token, one woman, either band, act for quote unquote representation, which actually hurts the culture.
So let's take a trip back in history. Salt-N-Pepa came out in 1985. They were a group based out of Queens and went on to sell millions of albums. Here is a little bit of None of Your Business. So Kashima, what did Salt-N-Pepa bring to the table? How did they change hip hop?
During 85 and that golden era, you know, a lot of the women, and with all due respect, like Latifah, Light, Moni Love, they were more reserved in what they were saying and what they were doing. Definitely woman empowerment, definitely for the culture, definitely representation. But Salt-N-Pepa, you know, they brought more consciousness of sexuality, femininity, if you will. Definitely a lot of their videos did that, and also awareness of conscious awareness of making sure not only that the playing field is level, but the issues that surround us, including, you know, the AIDS awareness. If you on that actual album, Very Necessary, the AIDS awareness skit, they made sure they brought that. But also, you can still be a woman and do everything that the boys do too, and it's okay.
Okay, so Salt-N-Pepa were among the first women to win a Grammy for a rap performance. Another one of them was Queen Latifah, who you mentioned. Here is her song, Unity, U-N-I-T-Y. So Latifah does a lot. She stars in films, on TV. She is a producer herself. We remember her in Living Single and Chicago. So Martha, Kashima was saying that she was a little bit more, I guess, formalized or restrained in some ways. What does Queen Latifah represent for the, especially the building culture of hip hop?
Well, Queen Latifah is the queen. I mean, she's the one who laid the law down and said, you know, who you calling a b-? And, you know, she's the one who really put out the call to all the men and women who degraded women in general to really curb your language, respect the queen. And, you know, she is an artist and she owned a label, Flavor Unit. She produces movies. You know, she is one of our first moguls in hip hop culture.
Well, speaking of moguls, we have to talk about Missy Elliott. Here's her song, The Rain, Super Duper Fly.
When the rain hits my window, I take it, me some, me and Timberland, ooh, we sang a jangle. We so tight that you get our styles tangled. Sway your do-si-do like you loco.
Kashima, Missy Elliott, how has she changed the sort of the expectations for women in hip hop?
I mean, visually, there was a particular standard of how a woman should look and sound.
Yeah.
And the thing about Missy, as many of the women in hip hop, is she's multi-talented. And so what happens is not only is she not cookie cutter size, right? And so she keeps pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And then with the sound, of course, her being a rapper, a singer, and a producer, an engineer, and even in Ladies Night, she says, you know, to Lil' Kim, you're not just gonna have me singing on these hooks, you know, she's gonna drop a few bars as well. She definitely pushes barriers every chance she gets.
I wonder, Martha, whether the work of women MCs in hip hop was made difficult because of the sometimes problematic relationship that some hip hop stars had with misogyny and with women in general, and sometimes the way that women were portrayed in music videos. Did that make it more difficult for some of these female MCs?
The men, yes, we have a problem with some of the misogyny, but we stand up to the men most of the time and we have our discourse with them and tell them that this is unacceptable. And they fall back and say, you're right. But after that is that conversation, no one follows up with a story about how things are changing. It's always sensationalized and it's always focused on men.
So, I mean, there's people here listening who are going to say, why didn't we hear about this person, my favorite rapper? We're skipping a whole lot of people because there are so many women who are influential and important. But let's hear a little bit something from Eve, one of my favorites. Here is her song, Let Me Blow Your Mind, with Hooks by Gwen Stefani.
Yo, yo, drop your glasses, shake it. Face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one. This one, classic. Red from blind, yeah. I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lip stop basking. Listen to me, baby. Relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all.
So, Kashima, what makes Eve such a good MC? Why was she successful?
There's a lot of reasons why Eve was successful. One, she's actually talented. One, she's actually a rapper. Yeah. And then you have to understand the camp that she came from and the time that she came in, right? So the illest pit bull in the skirt, which she actually doesn't like being called anymore, she was running with the big boys. And so because she was running with big boys and can keep up with them and still have her own flavor, her own identity, it allowed for her success.
And can I add something? That two platinum records, like she, you know, she sold records and, you know, won a Grammy and, you know, she's a chameleon in her, you know, she can change up her look. She's versatile in every way you can imagine. And she also has taken the how we perceive women in hip hop to new heights based on her reinvention of herself.
So we have heard just, again, from a very small percentage of female MCs, but all of them extremely different and unique from one another. I wonder, Martha, how do you think women might be able to grow and evolve in hip hop?
Well, some of our MCs are now becoming doctors, you know, they're getting their PhDs, they're teaching in academia, they're opening up their own schools like Yo-Yo, you know, they are becoming philanthropists like DJ Beverly Bond with Black Girls Rock. You know, we are building housing in Newark, like Queen Latifah, you know. And so I think that that right now we're starting to hear about the men being billionaires. Soon you will hear about the women becoming billionaires. I mean, we already have Rihanna. I claim her too. but yeah, we will continue to grow and change, you know, our communities. And of course, we're the, you know, we're bearing children. So our children are now also part of our legacy.
Martha Diaz is founder and president of the Hip Hop Education Center. She's also a curator and archivist at the Universal Hip Hop Museum. And Kashima Hutchinson is associate director of the Hip Hop Education Center's Fresh, Bold, and So Deaf collection. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Celeste.
Now let's go out on some music from Doja Cat, who recently won the Grammy for Best Rap Song.